Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, now? How you doing, Wiggy?
Good.
Morning, Courtney.
Good morning. Great evening with you last night.
Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful night at the old ballpark.
And the people that won our contest, some of the kindest people, Roosevelt, his son Brooks, we had Amy from Rhode Island, then there was Tom from New Hampshire, whose daughter is a freshman at the same high school I went to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy, Megan, everybody was so nice.
Yeah. The result, not necessarily what many of us would have liked to have seen when it comes to the Boston Red Sox.
But fought their way back, but
there's still 154 left.
A lot of games left.
Something like that. Yes. So
they have 500.
I think that's what you're going to get with this baseball team is every once in a while they will suck you in and you'll go on a little bit of a high energy upswing, Curtis, and then all of a sudden they'll let you down at some point.
They are exactly mediocre.
But it was beautiful last night. We had a lot of fun. I want to thank Sam Adams for hosting our diehards. And we're doing it. You and I are doing it next time, Wiggy.
Yeah, sometime in May, right?
Yeah, in May. So if you'd like to go to a game with me and Coach Wiggins, all you have to do is upload a photo that proves you're a diehard on the contest page at WEEI.com. Hello, Shime.
Hello, Gregory.
Should we take another swing at a new intro or not? I get back and forth feedback. Some people are like, you can never figure it out. Greg's a hardo on the show intro, so don't try again. Other people are like, it's about time. It's been 2-3 years with that intro. I mean, where do you stand currently on that, on new intro?
I mean, I like the intro. If you want to change it, we can. We can take another swing at it. I could also just kind of mix up some of the stuff we have within the intro to make it sound a little bit new.
No, but it's going to have to be like wholesale change. The problem is finding a music bed that we all agree to, because you know Wiggy is a wannabe musicologist, so he's constantly criticizing it.
Well, it'll be rock and roll.
Curtis is the actual musicologist on the staff here.
Thank you,
Curtis. Weren't you a drummer?
I actually did. And a fun fact: I lived in England.
I don't know. Maybe like midsummer or something. Maybe after the road shows are done, we shoot for a new intro or something like that. Sean.
Okay. I like it. We'll brainstorm it and really try and come up with something good.
Okay, and speaking of Wiggy, appears that the Boston Bruins listened to your advice.
Did exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Everybody should be happy this morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What was this saying? Ooh, we don't want to see Tampa in the first
round. That's right. Yep. You don't have to worry for a while, at least, about the Lightning. So
I don't think there should be anybody that is complaining today.
Boston Bruins will get the Toronto Maple Leafs when it comes to round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and can't wait. That's the way it goes. And were we shocked that Jack Edwards is calling it a career. I'm assuming somebody may address that in their lead, so we can wait on that.
I will be hitting on that in my lead this morning, because I think it is very important.
Okay.
I was stunned.
I wasn't stunned.
That old. Really?
No.
Is he sick?
I mean, he said that he, when he wrote that article where they were, you know, trying to figure out what was going on with him, that it wasn't a sickness. I just think that either he went to them and said, you know, I can feel that I'm different, or maybe Nesson went to him and said, clearly things are different and we maybe need to move on. I was not surprised. I don't think that they could have done another season of this. And I'm sure it's heavy on him. It's probably heavy on his family.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to listen to my dad call games where he's clearly not himself.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
It's a wild thing, though, because he is sick. So something is wrong with him cognitively, and the doctors just can't figure out what it is, which is, I mean, it's kind of scary, like, if you can't figure out what it is.
Yeah, and it's sad, but, I mean, they gave him his flowers last night. It was clearly emotional for a lot of people at Nesson. I still have a lot of friends there, so I heard from all of them. But it was a big ceremony for a broadcaster, for somebody that calls games.
You mean it was a lot more than you thought it was going to be?
I don't think there's many broadcasters across the country that would get that type of...
Are you suggesting that when and if I retire here, I will not receive a golden microphone like Jack received a gold stick last night?
Was it Mike Gorman-ish?
What do you mean, Mike Gorman-ish?
Like, you know, so she said...
It wasn't as much as Mike Gorman, because Mike Gorman did the sit-down with Scal. Okay. This was like a ceremony on the ice where they gave him the golden stick, and Rose was out there, Sean was out there. I mean, Charlie was out there. There was a lot of... heavy hitters out there.
In lieu of a full retirement plan, Nesson gave him a golden stick. And anybody that tweeted, I saw Gresh tweet this, like, oh, get Ghosh back. Nesson is shopping at a freaking garage sale. They are not bringing Gosher back. There's a better chance of me calling Bruins games next year than Dave Gosher.
Do you think they'll bring back that kid that subbed for Jack around Christmas time? Alex Faust or whatever his name is?
If you tell me he doesn't have an agent and he won't have to charge for vacation time, he'll be hired.
Well, I'd never heard of him before that.
He was pretty good, though.
He was fine. Like, he had a really good national voice. He'll need to kind of get into the fact that he's just calling Bruins games.
I mean,
but
Curtis is right, though. Like, they're going to have to get the game manager. It's going to be a game manager approach when it comes to – you're not overpaying a nationally renowned talent. No.
When we're on Saturday mornings at Fenway, they have Nesson on every, you know, TV. And they're running this network, which is Mike Lombardi. It's from Wednesday.
Right.
They're like previewing games that were played 72 hours ago.
Oh, they're not playing
Nesson.
Charlie Moore outdoors?
Well, that's after.
Won't it be like what the Celtics are doing with the new kid? It'll be some, like, you know, like Curtis said and Shime said, it'll be some young kid. Because isn't that who the new Celtics play-by-play kid is? Like this new kid that's young that nobody knows about that probably... don't cost a lot of money.
I missed it if it happened. Have the Celtics announced?
Oh, no, they've had the kid that fills in for Mike Gorman when they go on the road. I don't even remember his name.
Oh, yeah, but they haven't announced who. Like, for instance, when it comes to who's going to be the Mike Gorman next year for the Celtics, I don't think they've announced it yet. And I don't think they'll announce who is going to replace Jack for a while.
No, they did, because it wasn't Sean Grandy. It's Drew Carter. Drew's
pretty good, but he is young.
That's what I mean. He's probably young. He's cheap. It don't cost him much money. So if the Bruins are taking that same approach, it'll be somebody that be young, cheap, don't cost much money. And isn't it more about the color commentary guy, unless the play-by-play guy has been there forever?
I mean, I don't know. I think you need to have, you need to have somebody who does a really good job on the play-by-play as well. So it's not like Jack made him, like him or not, he made himself into
unique,
a unique character.
Yes.
And, you know, he was arguably the most passionate guy that we had doing games for a franchise in this town since, I don't know, we were talking about it the other day, like go back to Tommy Heinsohn or go back to, like, but he did it on the play-by-play side of things, which I think is which was somewhat unique. So it'll be interesting to see who replaces Jack Edwards. But he and Andy Brickley have one last
Dale play- here.
They have one. They have one last playoff run left, and so
we've done a lot on TV to start the show. We haven't talked about the biggest TV news from yesterday.
What?
Masters down 20% final round.
I figured that was going to be your lead.
No, I just got a new lead, but unbelievable to me. And did you know Scottie Scheffler won the Masters before? 3 million fewer viewers saw him win it on Sunday, despite all the new people playing golf.
It is. It's weird to me. Like, I can't. I don't know anybody of a certain age or sex who doesn't look forward to sitting down and watching golf on Masters Sunday.
Like, and the two days that Chime cited were Tiger days. My point was absent Tiger.
That was not your point.
Yes, it was. And
because I talked about that, Curtis, that was my point. Because a decade ago, Tiger wasn't playing because he had back surgery, which was my whole point. A decade ago, it was dying.
You stole my point.
Wait,
sir.
Wait, Chime, your point was that more people are into golf today, right?
Yes, there are more people into golf today.
Right.
Like, golf is not a dying sport.
And I said
there
was
anymore.
A ratings issue, and it was proven prescient that there was a massive decrease in the viewership over the weekend because Scottie Scheffler and the next generation of golfer is not a compelling figure.
And here's how I would disagree, because so CBS Nielsen ratings are done via television, correct?
No, they include everything. It's total people watching.
See, on CBS, correct?
On CBS Paramount, on Paramount Plus, on the Masters app, everything's included.
I don't believe the Masters app was included in that.
Yeah, there's a Masters app every year. It's always included.
Because people were also watching on ESPN Plus, and ESPN was having record numbers. So, yeah, like, I don't...
Isn't it easy to figure out, though? Like, somebody like myself who's not a golf fan, I know about Tiger Woods 10 years ago. I don't know about anybody today. I mean, I hear names.
But you're kind of in this discussion, and you're not in anything else, but you're kind of irrelevant because you what Curtis is arguing... Mm-hmm. is that the relevancy of the game of golf came and went essentially with Tiger Woods.
Which I agree.
For you, but you didn't get into golf. Because,
right, but
So you're...
I'm a novice, though. I'm the one you should be looking at.
No, because because you know who Tiger Woods was.
Right.
You were into Tiger Woods. That didn't translate to you being into golf.
Right. No, but what it did is I think the Curtis point was... The popularity of Tiger Woods brought people
to watch.
Yes. Yeah, who normally
but you
don't.
Didn't watch.
Except
no,
for
I
you.
Mean, I did for a hot second.
Well,
now you're changing your entire point.
I didn't watch the game, but I would see like Tiger in the highlights.
But we're talking about tuning into the actual tournament.
I love you. I love you.
I just don't know any golfers now.
Is it going to be like this all morning?
No. I don't know any golfers now. I agree with Curtis. Like, I'm not into golf, and I feel like more people were into golf when Tiger Woods was at the peak of his game. Now it's you bring up all these guys, Brooks Koepka and Scottie Scheffler, and you watch this, whatever the show you talk about on Netflix, Full Swing. And it's like all that stuff doesn't equate to when Tiger played. You know, so that I think that's what Curtis is saying.
Right. The problem here is, and I found this out when I saw Mrs. Wiggins at the marathon party Monday. Wiggy and Mrs. Wiggins tuned into Full Swing thinking it was something completely different.
That we did.
Were there pineapples involved? Yes.
And the other thing is,
I was like, ain't no black people on Full Swing?
A couple years ago, they actually added out-of-house watching. So, like, when you would be at a sports bar, there was no way to tabulate that. They now include all of that different thing and fold it into the ratings. So if the numbers are down, they're really down.
Yeah, but they specifically talked about CBS's numbers, Curtis. It wasn't the programs outside of CBS.
Does that include the streaming numbers and all? Like,
yes. And Scheim said, using the same numbers I'm discussing, that it was up. Now it's down 20%, and he's trying to recreate the argument to find other ways in which people were watching.
Well, what are you talking, Curtis? Last year, the numbers were up. The numbers were literally up last year.
Right, off of a year, the year prior, that was an all-time low. I believe I cited that inflationary numbers we discuss year to year are based on last year when there was already inflation, so you're actually doubling it. When the ratings are down really bad 2 years ago and the ratings are up the next year, it doesn't mean they're really up. It just means they're up from a bad
inflation year. Inflation, smithflation.
We need a new segment on this show, which is called victory lap. Right. And this one belongs to Chris Kirk. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Right. Disagree. He's wrong again.
Okay. 20% down. Suck it.
So anyway.
I blame Jim Nantz and Vern Lundquist.
I started off talking about the Bruins. Uh-huh. They will get the Maple Leafs.
They will.
And playoffs begin.
Yes.
Very soon for the Bruins and the Celtics. And we'll talk about that with you this morning on this show. Leeds coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25 or thereabouts. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will talk about the award that LeBron James can't believe he hasn't been given yet. So
great game last night. They're making it to the playoffs.
We will get. Yeah, you were playing focus last night.
Just for that game. The 10:30 game.
I'm shocked that the Lakers found their way in.
Zion got hurt.
News with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and that includes an incident of Shake Shack rage, which led to violence over at Assembly Row.
Mm-hmm.
Very close by. And what are we doing with Chris Curtis at 8:30 on this morning show? And that is a segment in which Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society. And today's question is about a group of individuals in the Massachusetts area who are living in an interesting new type of community arrangement. So we'll get to that coming up at 8:30 on this morning show. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this first hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. And not to circle back, but there are a lot of people on the text line saying that the Masters app, the streaming numbers were not included in that number.
All right.
So I don't know.
I don't count.
I think a lot of people do stream.
And guess what? They did last year, and they're going off of last year 20% down. The right. Masters app has been around since 2006.
Golf needs a Caitlin Clock.
Yes, they do.
That's what they need.
Oh, my lead's coming up there.
Oh.
The Red Sox scored 5 runs in the 6th inning to erase a 5-1 deficit and take the lead against the Guardians last night, but Kenley Jansen blew the save in the 9th. Cleveland took it in the 11th with 3 off Josh Winkowski.
It's the baseballs. Not happy with the baseballs.
Yep.
He understands that they want to create some offense, but what about the pitching?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Poor guy.
Yep.
All right.
Final score 10-7. Garrett Whitlock and Rafael Devers both left the game with injuries. Alex Cora gave an update on them after the loss.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, I mean, we're going to wait and see how it feels tomorrow. With Rafi, we're discussing if we're going to take Imogen just to make sure everything is okay. He came out of nowhere. There was a play he made in the 7th. He was playing in the mini shift. He felt it there, so we'll know more tomorrow.
Do we not have a microphone at these things? Like, that was cell phone footage. It sounded like
the only one that was there.
Well, Bradfo needs a mic. Get Bradfo a mic. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Like Greg said at the top of the show, the Bruins, they listen to Wiggy.
Yep.
They fall in the season finale 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. The Bruins now have the Maple Leafs in the first round. Was emotional night as Jack Edwards is retiring. Shine will get to that in his lead. And we have a game to pay attention to tonight in the NBA. The Sixers will host the Miami Heat in a battle for the number 7 seed tonight. Tip is at 7. The loser of this game will then host either the Hawks or the Bulls on Friday night. The winner of that matchup gets Boston. Mm-hmm. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Oh, what a beautiful day it was yesterday. Another nice one today. 43 degrees right now. Sunny skies. A little cooler this afternoon. Afternoon high, 56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.